Hello and welcome to Mind Garden Stress Less Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to stress less and grow more. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Collins, and I want to give you some affirmation for showing up today. Good on you for giving yourself the best chance to stress less today. I love this podcast because it's quick, it's quirky, it's always quietly bringing you back to acceptance of yourself. Remember, no matter your thoughts, your actions, your fears, your wins, at the end of the day, just being you is enough. Hello, hello, and welcome back. I hope you're having a great day, and I'm glad that you're with us today. Man, this week we are getting into some challenge, and I want you to think about a couple of things right off the bat when you think about challenge. When we do feel challenged, oftentimes we can immediately begin to feel stress, and we can start to think about what am I going to do to make it through this? What do I need to make it through this? And that's where we start looking for support. Hopefully we look for support. And that can be internal or external. So we're going to be talking about different types of external forms of support today, and specifically talking about the roles of synergist and antagonist. You ready? Let's start with the definition of synergy. Synergy is the interaction of two or more organizations or other agents to produce combined effect greater than the sum of the separated effects. And that is from dictionary.com, I think, Oxford Dictionary, something like that. And that form of synergy, of course, we know that when we have synergists in our life, when we have things that come alongside us in the midst of challenge to help us overcome the challenge, it makes it that much easier. So I would like to use the muscles as our example for synergist, protagonist, and antagonist. Imagine you're doing a bicep curl. The bicep is the protagonist. All those muscles helping it are the synergists. Pretty simple, right? But a lot of times people forget that there's an antagonist in the background. An antagonist that is not being used for that muscle movement, but is very important for the arm as a whole. Now, this is going to be a little bit complex, but just hang with me. And when I'm talking about an antagonist, I'm not talking about like in a storybook where we have a protagonist and an antagonist, and the antagonist is the evil thing. You could probably make some cases for how that could still help you through challenge, like how the evil antagonist actually propels the protagonist to find inner strength within them to overcome their challenge. You could look at it that way. But in this case, we're talking about antagonists like muscles. So let's just use our same example of doing a bicep curl. We have our synergist and our protagonist, if you will, is the bicep muscles. And if you look at the antagonist, that would be your tricep. Now, the tricep's not going to be doing as much work as the bicep. Obviously, we're doing a curl, and it's in the background and kind of either relaxed or holding some level of tone in case it's needed for arm extension versus the flexion. So without trying to lose you too much, I'll bring you back to it. There are people in our lives that act as synergist and antagonist. So think about that. There are people that come alongside you and they help you through challenges, and it's really easy to call on them and then it kind of push you through. And then it's really easy sometimes to see some other people that are standing in the background not helping out. But that does not mean that they're not willing to help or that they are not ready to support the arm when it comes to movement. Does that make sense? So think about that. The roles of the bicep and the tricep in our arm are two different roles, and they both have to exist. So I want you to consider that when we are considering the types of support we need to overcome any challenge. We need some things that are obvious synergists, obvious things that come alongside and work to help us overcome a challenge. But in the background, maybe it's a family member that you can always depend on, but who's not maybe the readily available person. Maybe it's someone who fulfills a different role, like I said, that you may need in a different circumstance. Those are these kind of synergist and antagonist that we use in everyday life to help us overcome challenges. Now this week, I just want you to kind of reflect, and especially as you see a lot of the challenges that we might face in the world, I want you to just take note of the different roles that people play. Because not everybody's a synergist and not everybody's an antagonist, and those aren't the only two roles. But there are a lot of different roles that people play, one in your life and the world, and those different roles help us to have a uniform and organized effort to overcome any challenge. Now, next week, we'll still be focusing on challenge, but I'll be talking about motivation in the midst of challenge. Sometimes it's easy to get melancholic, and what do? It's not always easy to stay motivated. So I'm going to help you think and reframe through some different concepts that I've learned from a recent book that I've been reading. I'll see you next week. I'm thankful for you today, my friends. If you want to be a part of a community where you can learn how to stress less and grow more, you can find our community at Mind Garden Community on Instagram and Facebook. Again, you've been lovely today. I'm glad to have you with us.